Morning, everyone. It's good to be here. No doubt about it, even up here, and get kind of shaky and trembly in a new place like this. Would you please open your Bibles to Hebrews 3? There's probably a lot of different versions that you'll be reading from. I'm kind of sticking with the old King James here. So just bear with me. We probably won't all be together on this, but first verse, Hebrews 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. That means let's think about Jesus right now. Now, I was thinking maybe there'd be a blackboard up here and I'd draw a few little things up here, but I'd like you to think about one thing, and that's the cross this morning. Look at the cross. It was painted up there on the wall, and you look at the cross, and you think about the cross. And think about what that is. The cross is an intentional device of crucifixion, is it not? And what is crucifixion to you this morning? We often think of it as an instrument of death. I'd like to invite you to look at it as an instrument of life for you, a better life. Not just a device that they crucified Jesus on, not a physical device, but a mentality. And this device, I'm going to give it another name, and it's called intentional. I'd like you to think about the word intentional. If someone lives intentionally, that means they do things intentionally. A little story. I haven't been in this church very often at all, but one evening I was, and it was in April of 1999, and we came here on a Wednesday evening and came in while church was going, and we were here to visit some cousins and good stuff like that. And somehow we probably made a little bit of a fuss coming in, and I don't remember the whole thing, but I remember John Byler sitting up in the front, and he turned around and just waved and smiled. And, you know, I've never forgotten that. Most people I've seen in church have not turned around and waved at me. And the next day, it was very difficult for Jeremy, I'm sure. He had to get out of school and go. We did so many things. We flew and we just went a lot of different places. And, you know, these were grown men with jobs and businesses, and we went to Caribou Creek, which was booming, and David took us all over the place, and we listened to guys tell us jokes, which he laughed at. Showed me a lot of stuff there, and their new crane that they had, and a huge building. And after that, Danny flew us from Bonner's Ferry to Spokane. Just a blessing of the intentional sacrifice of these men. Now, I'd like you to think intentionally here of your own life, just real quickly. God's plans usually don't look like our plans. If you look at Jesus' birth, you know, how many, obviously, people weren't expecting the Son of God to come as a baby, a defenseless baby. They weren't expecting him to set up the kingdom he did. They weren't expecting him to die and then be resurrected and then leave. The kingdom of God is full of surprises. And it's also full of insecurities, believe it or not. We intentionally have to place our security in something that is not tangible. Now, everything in you wants you to place your security in something that is tangible, whether it's your, whether it's even your own church, whether it's in your money or your pickups, cars, businesses, all that stuff. That's what you want to put your security in. And I actually promise you that you are putting a lot of security in that already, whether you should or shouldn't. You take all that away, it's just you and Jesus. We would all say that's a very scary place to be. But you know what? That's when God really takes you places. If it's just you and Jesus, he'll take you wherever he wants you to go. If I were to draw a magnifying glass up here and I would put the name Christ on it, and you would look through everything in your life with this magnifying glass. You've heard of rose-tinted glasses and all that. Just a magnifying glass. You put this glass in front of every person. If I do that with you, and I look at through Christ at you, suddenly I'm not scared or nervous up here. I see you for what you really are. I see you for people that we're all here to share. And the power of Jesus is such that you can't ignore it. If you're looking at people through the lens of Christ, you're going to see your employees differently. You're going to see your employers differently. You're even going to see your pickups and cars and all that stuff differently as well. You see it the way Jesus sees it. You also see other countries and besides the U.S. through that lens as well. Just so challenge you to look through Jesus, look through the cross, and think about it. Hang it in your heart. That cross means something today. It's relevant today. Let me just bow our heads for prayer.